Hey everyone, Michael here. We're doing another video in the series Fight Camp, and this video is called Fighting the Right Enemy. You know, one of the things that's so interesting to me is many of you in life are literally getting knocked out because you're fighting the wrong enemy. Have you ever watched Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson fight? Both great fighters. Both had very unique styles. But what's interesting is they were very different styles. In life, a lot of times, we're in a place where we're fighting battles, but we're not really getting the data on the enemy, or maybe we don't even know what the right enemy is. Imagine me going into the ring if I was a professional boxer and I was studying Muhammad Ali's style and I actually had a fight with Mike Tyson. That would not be smart. I'd be fighting and preparing for a fight against someone that has a different style than the person I'm actually fighting. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about our enemy in life. A lot of times in life, we think our enemy is our spouse, or our kids, or our boss, or our coworkers, or the government, or whoever else you want to put in there. The reality of it is, as believers, the enemy is Satan. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read it with you. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says this: "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Now, you may listen to that and you may say, "Mike, I don't believe in demonic activity. I don't believe that Satan exists." And guess what? He's done his job, because his number one goal, his number one desire is to cause you to believe he's not real. But we see it in everything in life, good and evil, in almost every movie that exists. As I'm shooting this, we're in the year 2023. You know the time stamping that is used for the time that we're in now? It's 2023 AD. You know what that means? After death. Now, before that is BC. What does that mean? Before Christ. This whole world is wrapped around one person, the time in which we live, and that's Jesus Christ. God wants us to know through his word that the enemies that we fight in life are demonic, and we need to put on his armor daily. I think one of the things as Christians that makes them so weak in life is they're walking through life getting defeated because they're trying to do it in their own strength. And they're not realizing that they got to put on the armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and the belt of truth. These are all things that we need to put on daily to protect ourselves, to be praying them over our lives, our spouses, our kids, to really war in the battle that is real. And the rage happens daily in our lives, but we have to know what we're raging against. So I want to challenge you to reevaluate your own life. And really think about when you have an argument with your wife or an argument with your boss, is this really against them? Or is this more than just them? And I believe one of the things that the enemy wants to do is destroy marriages and destroy families and ultimately destroy you. And he can do that if we allow ourselves to walk down the path of trying to fight these battles on our own. Listen, in life, one of the things that we're able to do when we accomplish lots of great things is we do it on the backs of following God's true plan for our life. Listen, use some of the tools that we have available online. Be blessed and live with purpose. See everybody.